God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to guide us. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. To strengthen our walk of life as God's redeemed children in Jesus is from the gospel lesson. From the gospel of St. John at the 15th chapter. Jesus is talking with his disciples. And just as he is talking with his disciples, he's talking with us as well. And he says to us, "You did not choose me." I want you to think about those words. "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my commandment, to love each other." I want you to think about recipes for a minute. And I want you to think about following those recipes and what you put in. When Karen started traveling one Sunday after church, I thought, gee, I'm going to make pancakes for lunch. Because that's when I could eat pancakes. And I would enjoy that. So I got out the buttermilk and I followed that simple, simple recipe on the back of that buttermilk. Putting in the correct amounts of every ingredient, I thought. So I put the pancakes on the griddle. And when they were done, oh boy, they looked delicious. And I put the butter on it, and I put the syrup on it, and I took one bite, and I had to throw them away. Because I put an abundance of one ingredient, salt. I didn't follow the recipe. God has a recipe for us here. A recipe of his to follow. Oh yes, we can say it's forgiveness, because forgiveness is big for us and our Lord, because when he says, "I will remember your sins no more, and as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sins from me." So we know forgiveness is an ingredient to our life. And knowing that we have eternal life because of Jesus dying on the cross is an important ingredient in our life. To live here, to know that because Christ died for us on the cross, we have eternal life. And when we partake of Christ's body given and Christ's blood shed for us here at his altar, he pronounces to us the forgiveness of our sins and assures us of eternal life. But there's one more ingredient. One more ingredient in our life that God gives to us. And that's an ingredient that doesn't have too many letters, but it's so hard for us to have. And it's love. Love is an ingredient here in the gospel lesson. Love is an ingredient for us in our lives, because through love and the knowledge of the forgiveness of sins and eternal life, we know that God has chosen us, that Jesus has chosen us. When you think about that word chosen, you think back in your lives, adults as kids, and maybe kids will remember this, chosen. You stand out there on the baseball diamond, the hockey rink, and you have two captains, and they pick and choose who's going to be on their team. It's hard for us to understand that we get picked last. But we know that as we think about being chosen by God, we're not last. We're first. We're first in his eyes because he grabbed us. He grabbed hold of us. He chose us. He chose us in love, in Christ's love. And as we were brought to the baptismal font, and the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, God chose us and grabbed hold of us and told us he would never, ever let us go. And he showed us that love. In John 3:16, as he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son to death, so that all who believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God grabbed hold of us. He grabbed hold of us in this life, in this love, to give us all those kinds of gifts. And to fill us with love. Love that reaches up to God. Love that reaches out to one another. Love that produces fruit. Because as Christ said, and that echoes this saying, for you did not choose me, but I chose you. Chose you and appointed you that you would go out and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. You know, today is Mother's Day. Today is we give God thanks for all mothers because we came from a mother. All of us had a mother. We give God thanks for that gift of love that he has for us, that he shared for us, that he continues to share, that he continues to fill us each and every day with that love, with that joy, with that peace. And as he does, he also opens our eyes to the knowledge that there's the light at the end of the tunnel. That we've been good, that we have followed him, we have heard his word, and now he gives us the blessing. He continues to bless us. Have you paid attention to the blessing that is said at the end of the service? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And I'm going to use the last phrase, that's the old one. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. It is an amazing blessing that God has for us. That he has for us in the love that he gives to us. So that we may share that love. The Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians, the second chapter, that by grace we have been saved. And then in verse 10, he says, we are his workmanship. We are God's workmanship in this world. We are his servants here in this world. And as his servants, we share that love. And that love has many facets. The love has a facet of sharing with your spouse. The love has a facet of sharing that love with your children. And be mindful that the love that God gives to us and shares with us is called an agape love. An agape love has no strings attached, nothing. That we love unconditionally. And that's the love that God has for each and every one of us. And the love that we share with our loved ones can be as simple as taking the hand and holding that hand. Whether it's the granddaughter or grandson that is so tiny that they reach up and they grab your hand and your hand just swallows up their hand as they go across the street or in a busy parking lot. You share that love with them. I'm reminded of a commercial, and this commercial was was basically during the Christmas season, because it just had that love that was, you know, whether it was Valentine's Day, I don't remember now. But here were two young people, a man and a woman, and you could surmise that they had a connection. Whether they were married or whether they were connected in some way, they were walking together. But they were walking in anger. You could just see it etched on their faces, etched in their posture, etched in their walking. And all of a sudden they came upon an elderly couple. And I got to be careful here because I'm bordering on being elderly, you know. But this was an elderly couple walking very slowly, short couple, and they had their hands hooked together. And as this couple who was going by them in anger took a couple more steps past them, and you could see the anger melting away, and they grabbed hold of each other's hand and slowed down their walk. That was a commercial for some kind of diamond or something, but that set with me so much because that is the love that God has for us. He grabs hold of our hands. He grabs hold of our lives. When we think that He's no longer present, He is there. And He is sharing that love and joy with us and empowering us to share that love with others. And that's why this is so important. He was telling His disciples in the upper room. And this was in John chapter 15, because shortly thereafter, they went to the Mount of Olives. Shortly thereafter, Jesus was betrayed. Shortly thereafter, He was denied. Shortly thereafter, He died. And shortly thereafter, He rose again. He gives us that word. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to bear fruit, fruit that will last. In Christ's holy name, amen.